Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Democrats passed an increase to the business and occupation tax in the 2019 state legislative session. It took effect October 1st. This tax affects many businesses, but we wanted to know how it affects real people. Pierce County Republican State Senator Steve Obank conducted interviews with urban and rural private practice doctors. He asked Dr. Teresa Girolami why so many doctors are closing their practices.
Lots of practices have gone out of business in the entire state because it's really difficult to afford to keep your doors open when you're getting all these regulations and taxes and constant increases. So for instance, I work with a lot of small businesses. My accountant's a small business owner. My biller is a small business owner. My tech company is a small business owner. So when I get charged 20% increase on my B&O tax, I either have to ramp up my volume, but I can't pass on that increase to my patient. I'm not a coffee shop owner. I can't increase the cup of coffee to pay and offset that cost. Let alone did my tax go up, but all those independent business people's, theirs went up as well. So now they can pass that cost on to me. So now I just got increased by all the people I work with, plus the state. So it's not just a simple little B&O tax on my business. It's all the people I work with as well.
Dr. Brianna Labels explains the impact of taxing independent doctors.
When we are incurring a larger tax that will ultimately cut into the revenue that is very important to us as independent physicians, that cut of revenue impacts our ability to provide good care. And ultimately, that's what we're in medicine for, is to provide quality, efficient, effective care. And when we're not able to take our revenue and use it to invest in new innovations, to invest in advances in medicine that really result in good quality care, then the patient ultimately is impacted in a negative way. And we aren't able to really pass on that tax to the patient because we're constrained by our contracts. And nor do we want to pass that cost on to the patients because we already know that healthcare is very expensive.
Right.
So ultimately taxing providers that are independent means that we are providing less care.
Obank asked Dr. Girolami why private practices are important to the larger healthcare system.
People want choice. They want you to know who they are. They want to get good health care. It's an individual. It's your health. It's the most important thing in the world. Right now, I can see the patient same day. They can call me up. I can see same day. Less ER visits, less urgent care visits. It's cheaper to the entire system to keep these little practices open or larger practices that are independent open. Yes, you do need to have more volume. You need to do more marketing. All of this is a cost that some groups just cannot sustain.
Right. Okay.
And that is why they have to merge.
Dr. Labels and Dr. Sungwon Kim say the B&O tax really does put private practices at a competitive disadvantage.
It most certainly will put us at a competitive disadvantage. If we're incurring larger taxes on our revenue, it makes it much more difficult for us to stay relevant, really. And that trickles down to every avenue that we would use that revenue to invest in, from marketing, staff retention, innovations in healthcare, really every area that a business owner would use their revenue to really promote their business.
I think we're already, unfortunately, at a disadvantage. It's harder for us to recruit doctors because we can't pay. So we're already fighting upstream.
And they say that disadvantage will affect patients.
Yeah, what will happen if this continues to move forward is that you'll find that independent providers will have much less incentive to remain independent or ability to remain independent. In the state, we're already seeing independent physicians start to close their doors in order to still stay afloat, joining larger healthcare organizations. And that will only continue. And when you see that happen, ultimately, the patient has less choice in where they receive care and less choice in how that care is provided.
Senator Obank wanted to know if the B&O increase will decrease Medicaid patients' access to care.
Specific to pediatrics, a very large, significant percentage of the children in Washington state are covered under Apple Health. So those,
which is Medicaid.
Which is Medicaid. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the Medicaid reimbursement rates make it very difficult to see a large percentage of Medicaid patients in your practice. Their reimbursements do not cover the cost of care. So we are limited in our ability to see those patients already as a state. And with increasing taxes, that is going to make it even more significant to the degree that it will become nearly impossible for businesses to stay in practice and accept without restriction Medicaid patients.
Dr. Chelsea Enru agrees.
We've had to have a meeting recently, and we've actually had to decide to restrict our Medicaid to adult patients in this area, which was a very hard decision because none of us went into this field for the money. We're in this field to provide care. And we're still seeing children, but with the reimbursement that Medicaid provides, we actually lose money when we see those patients.
And then the B&O tax is a part of that decision?
Because it's increasing our operating expenses.
Dr. Girolami says other expenses already make it difficult for doctors to keep their practices open.
In addition to the B&O tax, which you alluded to, the other taxes, I just made a little list of all the checks I write every month or every quarter. And when the government mandates something, for instance, minimum wage, so there was a minimum wage increase. Our license fees in our state are the number one most expensive in the United States. Those just went up astronomically. Our property tax that we pay on property we don't own, our paid time off, the maternity leave, now this new one that's going in for the parental or maternity leave, something's coming out of everyone's check. All these things are taxes and taxes and taxes upon taxes.
Dr. Kim tells Oban the B&O tax will actually cost taxpayers more.
Let me explain. When we do a tonsillectomy, and I do a lot of these, for a Medicaid patient, at the main hospital, it can cost about $12,000 to $14,000. If we do it at a surgery center, an independent surgery center, it costs about $2,000 or so. There's such a huge difference in how payment is reimbursements are given. And then on top of that, we get this B&O tax that increases our fixed costs and makes it even more disadvantageous for an independent contractor.
I hear you. It could drive independent practices into the arms of a big system, and then the taxpayers are paying that much more for the same procedure.
Exactly.
For the complete interviews and more, go to Senator Oban's website, steveoban.src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.